Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we made the papers again. Front page of the Wall Street Journal, Mount Lebanon schools, teachers versus parents. It's annoying, man. These kids need to be back in damn school. It's annoying. And I'll tell you what, I always tell you, don't make this about me. Let's talk to the experts. Who do I consider an expert? Fauci. It's interesting. So I get up early, as you know, and I read that article in the Wall Street Journal about 4:30 a.m. And then I see Fauci on CBS, I don't know, a little after 7. This is a message to the Pittsburgh public school teachers who will not go back until they are all vaccinated. That's a fact check. I have the memo. Their union boss is afraid to come on this show. She really is. It's too bad. She will not put the teachers back in class until all of them are vaccinated. In Mount Lebanon, they're going to bring back the middle school and high school kids, thank God, March 1st, 4 days, and then get to 5, which I'm cool with. However, comma, they're keeping the elementary school shut down. And you got to understand that those kids are the most least likely to get sick. And there are zero cases. It's obnoxious, man. So, before I get to my first guest, I want you to hear Fauci. What he said is for all the teachers out there, and especially to the union boss in Pittsburgh who won't let her teachers go back until they all have vaccinations. Listen.
You want to put a good effort to get as many as you can, as quickly as you can, but you don't want to essentially have nobody in school until all the teachers get vaccinated. That you don't open a school until every teacher is vaccinated, I think is not workable. And probably most of the teachers would agree with that.
Play the first one again, my man, for the Pittsburgh public school teachers who think I'm a jerk. They really do. They hate me. Listen.
You want to put a good effort to get as many as you can, as quickly as you can, but you don't want to essentially have nobody in school until all the teachers get vaccinated.
Uh-oh. I'm telling you. And I love Lynn Hayes. She's the best. The union boss will go on her show, but she won't come here. She's afraid, man. She can't handle the truth. It's just the truth, man. And the truth will set you free. It's ridiculous. 60% of the teachers in Pittsburgh live outside the district, at least. Good for them. But here's the problem. Here's the hypocrisy of it. They send their own kids to schools that are face-to-face. Yet they won't go back to school to teach. Hello. And then there's Mount Lebanon. I tell you what. I love the schools. I have worshipped the schools. My kids have thrived in the schools until now, until COVID. Now they suck. They suck. Kids are suffering. Parents are suffering. Grades are, please, it's a joke. My daughter has been in a classroom several times with her alone. It's a true story. Her alone and a $15 an hour proctor who is paid to sit there and stare at my daughter, if I'm lying, I'm dying, and the teacher on a monitor from home. It's ridiculous. The parents are ready to snap. Vita, good morning. How are you?
How are you, Marty?
Well, I'm probably as frustrated as you are, right?
Correct.
How do you describe the lack of learning or the program or the process in place in Mount Lebanon right now? Good, bad, ugly? Give it a grade.
A grade. I would give that a complete F right now.
F. Why?
Well, I think it comes down to how the school board voted.
That's right.
Over and over and over again since July, essentially. So ever since everything started, the school board came up with a health plan that looked completely reasonable back in July of last year.
True.
And since then, it's been school board meeting after school board meeting.
That's right.
Hours upon hours.
That's right.
And nothing has gotten done. And we're back to where we were last year in terms of not opening elementary schools now. And it's actually not due to vaccines. It's now due to distancing.
She's right again. So here's the excuse they're using. And the superintendent is hacked off about this because he says open them. The CDC guidelines say these kids have to be 6 feet apart. And in some instances, in the elementary schools, at some point in the day, they might be 3 feet apart. And as a result, they will not open Mount Lebanon elementary schools. Right, Vita?
Correct.
How do they come up with that madness?
So if you look at the CDC guidelines, if you look at the new color coding, it does say they should be 6 feet apart when feasible, when everything's in the green range. But if you look at the World Health Organization, the American Academy of Pediatrics, Harvard and Brown experts, and the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, everybody says 3 feet if masks are worn. And again, the CDC offered guidelines. These are not hard and fast rules. These are guidelines, and this is one level of mitigation upon all the other layers that are already in place. And I think the board members are so focused on this one thing.
Why? Why, though? I can't get it, Vita, because you're right. Why? Why are they doing this?
That will stop reopening. I think no matter what it is. And here's the other interesting thing I want to point out. Although schools are set to reopen March 1st, like you mentioned, for middle and high school, that's only if Allegheny County is in the moderate range for 2 weeks. Well, guess what? According to the new CDC guidelines, that's going to be pretty much impossible to achieve. So if the PDE goes to the CDC guidelines, that's not happening either. So as of now, I see it very hard for our schools to reopen until the fall.
I agree.
And guess what that did? Guess what? That's doing to our children.
Killing them.
Common health psychiatrists and mental health is just as important as physical health.
Spot on. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Check this out from the superintendent in Mount Lebo. If we followed the new color-coded guidance from the CDC on transmission rates, the middle school and high school would be virtual only and no sports, zero sports. We can't meet 6 foot physical distance throughout the day. He wants them open. The high school and middle school were approved for return, but the elementary return to full time was tabled to March 8th. Why? So the superintendent, who has taken so much grief, he can't come on the show. People are nuts about this. I think they should be back in school based on massive testing. New York City to 20,000 tests. Teachers and students, 40 cases, 40 COVID, 7 students. It's a fact, man. Check it out. San Francisco did 16,000 tests in the Catholic schools. 30 positive cases, 22 teachers, 8 students. All of them contracted it outside the school. 15,000 kids in school today, face-to-face, full-time Catholic schools in Pittsburgh. My son, we yanked him from the elementary school in Mount Lebanon because he has to learn, man. And he's now in a small Christian school, 5 days a week, face-to-face. He's there right now. Vita Fisher is a Mount Lebanon parent and a child psychologist. Why the heck won't they open the elementary school? Can you wrap your arms around it at all?
I cannot. I think it's a lot of anxiety. I think it's just a need to educate further in terms of it's a safe place to be. And I think we need to come down, or we need to come and sit down all together and talk about this.
Yeah, but they won't listen. I was watching that last board meeting, which was slammed with parents. It went on for hours and hours. My wife watched it until 10 o'clock at night. And it's the same rhetoric every time. And Vita, by the standard of some teachers and some parents, we're not going to be back to school till next year at the earliest. They're going to argue if there's one case. Don't you feel that?
Right. What I mean, honestly, the school board members need to... Well, there's elections coming up in November. But again, that's not till November for the school board. And I mean, the one good thing is that the middle school and the high school was voted on 6-3
right,
to reopen. The tabling of the elementary, it baffles me. I just
me
don't
too.
Understand.
Tell
why
me
why. Are we moving backwards with that? They were the first to open in January.
That's right.
Why are we going backwards on that? That I didn't even, I woke up in shock yesterday, quite
same.
Honestly.
Same.
Disbelief, complete disbelief. You saw the Wall Street Journal article.
I did.
Oh, that even exposed Mount Lebanon.
So from the standpoint of a child psychologist, tell us the damage, because it's there. That keeping them at home, are they more at risk at home than they are in school right now? Because some say yes.
Absolutely. As a child psychiatrist and the American Academy of Child Psychiatry, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry has been saying this since the beginning. Schools need to safely reopen. And we're in that phase. We can safely reopen. It's been shown over and over again.
Doctor, tell us, though.
Depression rates are going up. Anxiety rates are going up. Suicide rates are going up. I don't know what else people need to hear. And I talk about mental illness every time in each school board meeting, and I see the school board members. They're on their cell phones. They're looking the other way. I have seen school board members just kind of shake their heads when I talk about mental illness being part of, or mental health being part
what?
Of physical health and being as important. It's completely invalidating and completely, I mean, those members need to just recuse themselves at some point because that's terrible. You saw the story that came out and the family that talked about their experiences here in Mount Lebanon in the Wall Street Journal. That's not one family. That's plenty of families that have dealt with this.
It's been horrifying.
They need to be in schools for their mental health.
It's been horrible. Doctor, I am so grateful. It really makes me angry for you telling me as a child psychiatrist that they ignore you in these meetings? They blow you off? What, they're staring at their cell phones?
Oh, that's just not me. That's other professionals have spoken up. There's plenty of doctors who speak up, and they're ignored, too. Like, there's plenty of professionals in this community who have shared information, evidence, scientific studies. I've shared the studies from Sweden, from North Carolina. 2 million students in Sweden went back to school without masks. Not one of them had any sort of, there were no deaths whatsoever. Teachers were fine as well, but it falls on deaf ears.
Have you thought about pulling your kids?
I have. I have an interesting situation. I'm a single mom, so I have to also talk to their dad about it, but sure. We're there. We're almost there.
Yeah, same.
I would like to see Mount Lebanon, however, come together and do something.
Yeah. I yanked my son already, and my daughters are next. Vita, you're the best doctor. I'll be talking to you after the show. I can't appreciate you more. Thank you, Dr. Vita Fisher, a child psychiatrist. Appreciate your professionalism and your passion. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
I asked the superintendent to come on. He doesn't. He likes me. He's been honest with me, but he doesn't think it'll help. People just get angry at him.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.